Hello.
Hi, this is Jerry Flaxen. I'm calling from the County Courts. I was looking to speak with Donna.
Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Donna.
Hey, Donna. Nice to meet you over the phone. I'm calling because you're scheduled to come down here next Tuesday for jury duty.
Right, Tuesday.
Yeah, and I needed to call you because there's a conflict of interest. So we're going to release you from your duty to serve.
Oh, well, that's great news. Thank you for letting me know.
No problem. We can't have your husband on trial and then his wife on the same jury, you know? That would be bad news. The courts would frown on that.
I don't understand what you're talking about right now.
Well, I mean, I'm sure. Do you and your husband live together?
Yeah, we live together.
Oh, okay. Because I would have thought you guys would have discussed the fact that he has a big trial coming up on Tuesday.
He doesn't. He doesn't have a big trial coming out Tuesday. He's on a business trip this week.
Yeah, nope. He's got a trial coming up on Tuesday, and this is really awkward now because I thought you guys would have talked about that.
What are you talking about? I think there's got to be some mistake.
I think the best person to talk to about that would be Tom, because I'm sure he probably knows a lot more than I do, even.
Whatever you think you know is wrong because you have the wrong person. That is not the right person. That is not my Tom.
Tom, you're Donna, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you live at 4020 Wood Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the Tom who's on trial. You were supposed to serve on that jury, but we can't let you. Obviously.
No. Oh my God. There's got to be some mistake.
Everything I have here proves that it's your husband who we're talking about, and I don't think I should get involved in this issue.
If this is true, you need to tell me right now what it is you think he did.
You know, I'd love to talk about that, but I really can't talk about
Well, you
court
need to
because.
talk about it because I need to know.
Okay, well, clearly he hasn't talked to you about it, and I can imagine how you're feeling. Like, I'd be upset if my significant other was arrested and had to go to court and didn't tell me. So, just as a good person, all I'll say is that Tom has been a naughty boy.
What the heck does that mean, a naughty boy?
I shouldn't say any more, but when there's an undercover sting involved, not much good ever comes from that.
Tommy was involved in an undercover sting?
And I think I said too much.
What kind of sting? What are we talking? Drugs? Are we talking prostitutes? What are you alleging here? Because there's nothing going on.
I'll say I'm not denying both of those things, if that makes sense.
What? Oh my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe you're saying this. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe you're the right person. What?
Yeah, that actually makes sense. You know what? It makes sense. He told you he's going on a business trip,
Yes.
and he's got a trial set for Tuesday. Yeah, okay. I think I know where he is then.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening. I need to talk to him. I need to call him right now. I'm sorry, I
Oh,
hang up and call him.
well, you'll probably talk to him before I do, so tell him good luck, you know? Like I said, innocent until proven guilty. No hard feelings.
No hard feelings. You call me up with something like this and say no hard feelings?
Well, I mean, on my end, I'm sure you're probably pretty upset.
You're laughing at this and you think it's some big joke. Your family's not torn apart, you asshole.
I don't, that might have been deserved. I don't think it's a big joke. I just think, what an awkward situation. I mean, you call to tell someone they can't serve on a jury when their husband's on trial, and you had no idea. It puts me in a weird spot.
Put you in a weird
Yeah.
spot. What about me? I just found out my husband is on trial for something. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That is a good point. You're probably in a weirder spot than I am.
Stop laughing about this. This is serious.
For what it's worth, I wouldn't worry too much. I mean, this typical kind of thing, he'd probably get paroled in at least 24 to 36 months if he's found guilty. So he'll be back in no time.
24 to 36 months.
Yeah, depending on his behavior, of course.
Oh my God.
Okay,
Oh
well.
my God. Oh my God. I just need to talk to him. I need to talk
Okay.
to him.
Well, if you talk to him, tell him that this prank phone call worked out great.
What?
And yeah, he'll probably be home later to talk about it.
What? How late is he home late? What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your husband Tom set you up.
Oh.
It's a joke. He told me that you were serving jury duty coming up and wanted me to mess with you.
I can't believe he did it.
I didn't tell you anything about what I thought he had done, but okay, I guess if that's what you think.